This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We're going to move right on into the Profit Doctor. So grateful to have you here with us, Andy. How are you doing, Bren? Just stay in place and stay safe. You doing well with that? Stir crazy?
Absolutely. No, not really. It's really not that different. And now that the grocery stores are getting restocked, and I was excited to see butter and toilet paper at the local HEB. So the small blessings in life. You know, I didn't do the hoard thing when the whole thing started. I didn't go out and buy five cards of toilet paper. I just, you know, I tried to be responsible and save it for everybody else. But thankfully, it's back, so I'm good to go.
Yes.
But planning for bad things, like running out of toilet paper, planning for bad things is something that we should do just in our normal course of operating a business. So recently in mortgage lending, we've experienced a lot of bad things, margin calls and secondary marketing losses. And the big one is the servicing advance obligation without a vote. That's taxation without representation. That's the whole Boston Tea Party thing. Servicers, the government said, people, don't make your payment. It's cool. You're chill. We're not going to report you negative on your, you know, negative reporting on your credit bureau. But by the way, servicers, you know, expletive, you have to advance the money whether if you've got it or not. So at first it was that there was a lack of understanding around the issue, but at this point, and especially even with the Congress's lack of ability to move forward with the PPP, kind of really makes you wonder who's, you know, there's more than just Trump. There's lots of other people that are causing waves throughout the organization. So people would like to blame Trump, but there's lots more people. Trump, the President of the United States is not the king and not the dictator. It's a third of the government. And so Congress is causing all kinds of trouble, and regulatory agencies are as well. So anyway, moving on. That was an unnecessary soapbox. Okay, so talk about bad things. Talk about risk. Talk about things that can go boom in the night. We can have operating losses. What happens if a branch quits? An entire branch quits, or coming up in a couple of months, what happens if we start getting a bunch of repurchase demands because we had a FICO at 680 that got closed and sold right when they changed the guide to 700? And these are things we have to think about and look at. And like Alan was just talking about, we've also got to be careful about IT things. What about data security and data breaches? And what happens if we have packet loss or data loss or all of our database gets erased or the internet shuts down? I mean, all these things are things that are out there and things that we can know about and think about. Now, who would have thought of a pandemic? Well, actually, banks did.
Yep.
FDIC banks have been planning for pandemics for years. Yeah, I spent a career in regulated depository mortgage lending, and at a bank, FDIC, OCC, Credit Union Bank, depository, we have a pandemic plan. We've had a pandemic plan for 50 years. This isn't new. Well, 30 years at least. It's not something new, and that's why you can get access to your money. The FDIC banks are shut down. They have been planning for pandemics, and they test pandemic response periodically, once or twice, certainly once a year, sometimes twice a year, and they figure out how do you make it so staff can work from home. What happens if the entire staff can't come in? So being prepared for a pandemic is something that banks have been doing and been required to do for a long time. Now, here's my point. The point in all this is planning for bad things is not fun. And so let's put our toe in the behavioral psychology pool for just a second. So planning for bad things is not fun. Thinking about a pandemic impact is not fun. And we would just as soon ignore it, all else being equal. So, and when you think about the personality typing that you've done a lot of, Dave, and just to I'm going to simplify the quadrants and just say salespeople. Salespeople don't like to think about bad things. And in fact, when you're in sales management, you want the sales team to be excited and feel positive. Salespeople sell better when they are positive and excited. So you don't want to be fussing around with all these negative things. Now, many IMBs, many independent mortgage companies are run by salespeople. Therefore, planning to overcome bad things is typically not a priority because it's unpleasant. We don't like thinking about bad things. So we ignore them, ostrich it, stick our head in the sand. So aside from this behavioral dynamic, that's kind of a unique thing to independent mortgage companies, not as much for FDIC banks because they've been doing this. Planning to overcome bad things is an essential part of business. You can't ignore it. It is important to prepare and to prepare for the unexpected and then periodically test the plan to overcome the unexpected. So planning for the unexpected is like, you know, solving a puzzle, putting the Tetris pieces together, and sometimes they don't always fit. About the unexpected is something we have to do. And the things that go boom in the night, this planning for the unexpected, that's broadly called risk management. And that's what we get to talk about today. So I'm very excited to have a special guest on today. I'm looking forward to hearing Gwen's comments about planning for the unexpected, planning for things we don't want to talk about, thinking about risk management, because sometimes bad things happen. Who would have predicted a pandemic? Well, the OCC and the FDIC has been planning for it for a long time. It's just astounding that it actually happened. So there you go. Very good, Dave.
Very good. Well, what a great segue. And it's also interesting to point that banks manage risk more thoughtfully. Is that a better way to say it, Andy, than IMBs typically? Some IMBs have a lot of bank personnel in there. But I look at how some IMBs function, and you're right. A lot of them come out of, they were successful in the sales side of it. Successful loan originators got into opening their mortgage company, and they just haven't had some of those disciplines taught to them. So I really love your comments. I'm so excited that we got our guest coming up on that. But why do you think it is? Is it something that, is it an awareness thing? Is it something we need to be talking more about here, Andy?
I think it's a little bit of both. People don't like to talk about bad things. People don't like to plan for bad things. People would rather be out selling more than thinking about how to prepare yourself when something bad happens. Now, you think about margin calls or servicing advances, cash flow effect. We can kind of get our head around that a little bit more. But even that, to the extent that it happened, wasn't fully prepared for. And so we've been talking about cash flow management for years and years and years and years. I've been talking about margin call management for years and years and years. Nobody listens. You know, we still have the people that I've been talking to with about these things still had challenges because they were chasing nickels and dimes. They were pursuing the best X, getting a half a tick pickup, even though it put them at risk with the broker dealers. And I've told people for a long, long time, when the VIX is up above 50, start being careful about your exposure. When it gets to 60 or 70, trade with people who don't have margin calls. And I've probably four or five companies that I've interacted with to help them with this. They did their best. The model wasn't updated, and they traded all the way to the edge. So bad things happen partly because we choose to not accept the plan. And I think Gwen has lots of stories about this, but it's a really interesting personal psychological behavioral dynamic that we will smoke even though it gives us cancer, eat too much chocolate even though it makes us fat and gives us hypertension and heart disease. So why does society do things that we know we shouldn't do? Well, because it feels good, because we like it. We'd rather feel pleasure than pain, so we ignore pain.
Good job. Yeah, it's really good. I was on with a client. We were talking about that this morning and how much are you preparing? And that's why I like those flight simulators. You get a commercial airline pilot or if you get a fighter pilot, they spend a lot of time preparing for every scenario imaginable and some that you would think are unimaginable. Great point you bring up. Appreciate it, Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor.
Thank you.
If you want to check out more information, go to our website. You'll hear all of Andy's information that he has on our website. Look at On Lending. Go under the section having to do with podcasts, and you will see Andy listed out separately there. It's great information, and we're so grateful to have you be a part of us, having been here for so long. So, yeah, it's under shows. I wanted to go ahead.
Okay. No, I updated my email too. So now I have a new email that's drschell@mbs-team.com.
Oh, Dr. Schell, I like that. Very good. Very, very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.